listening to the Dental Chat Podcast with Dr. Sylvia Lobo Lobo.
Dr. Katerina Papathanasiou graduated from University of Athens Dental School in Greece. She received her postgraduate certificate in operative dentistry, endodontics, and cardiology from Aarhus University Royal Dental College in Denmark, and then continued her postgraduate training in advanced education in aesthetic dentistry at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine, where she also received her DMD. Dr. Papathanasiou has been a full-time faculty member at the Department of Prosthodontics and Operative Dentistry at Tufts, teaching predoctoral and postdoctoral students and conducting research for many years. Currently, Dr. Papathanasiou is an associate professor and director of the Advanced Education in Aesthetic and Operative Dentistry in the Department of Prosthodontics at Tufts. She lectures and gives hands-on workshops nationally and internationally on tooth whitening and aesthetic dentistry. She is a fellow of the International College of Dentists and the International Academy of Dental and Facial Aesthetics. She served as an editor-in-chief of the Greek Dental Journal, Aesthetic Dentistry and Implantology, and is also part of the editorial team of Reality Aesthetics and the editorial review board of the Journal of Cosmetic Dentistry. Additionally, she's a member of the University Relations Committee of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Papathanasiou maintained for years a private practice limited to aesthetics and restorative dentistry in Athens, Greece. Currently, she practices part-time in Boston, Massachusetts and Brookline, Massachusetts. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Papathanasiou. I'm really excited to hear what you have to teach us about tooth whitening today.
It's so nice to be with you, Dr. Lobo Lobo. It's my pleasure. And I think tooth whitening, it's a very, very common aesthetic dental treatment nowadays. So I'm looking forward to our discussion.
So let's start. Why do teeth turn yellow or brown?
Most commonly, the tooth stains that we see are due to food, drinks, like coffee, like tea. Also, smoking gives tooth staining. But sometimes also discolorations on the teeth, they are due to aging, trauma, different medications, environmental factors, and systemic conditions. But again, most of the times, the tooth discolorations that we are addressing in our practices daily are due to extrinsic stains, again, due to different foods and drinks. What we usually tell our patients is all the food and drinks that would stain a white shirt really would stain your teeth. So always in mind whenever you're thinking of drinking a cup of, you know, a glass of red wine or a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
So does teeth whitening work the same in all teeth?
No, tooth whitening does not work the same in all teeth. It's not only the different techniques that we offer or the different percentages, but what we know is concerning the extrinsic stains. When I'm talking about extrinsic stains, I'm talking about stains that are due to foods and drinks, which are easier to get bleached compared to the intrinsic stains, which are due to medications and systemic conditions. So for the extrinsic stains, we usually have 98% of success on most of the tooth whitening treatment. We do know that 2% of the dental population of our patients, they will not be able to have their teeth bleached. And we do not know why, but we have seen that in the literature. Now, we have different kind of techniques. We have the technique that we're doing the tooth whitening at home, and we have the technique that we're doing the tooth whitening in the office. And in many, many times, we offer our patients a combination of both. So one in-office treatment and then using the trays with a bleaching agent at home for a few days.
Are the bleaching agents used at a dental office similar to the ones used at home?
The bleaching agents that we use at the dental office usually are much higher concentration compared to the ones that we use at home. More specifically, the ones that we use in the office, most of the systems, they use hydrogen peroxide in high concentrations, but the ones that we use at home, it's carbamide peroxide in lower concentrations. There are few systems in the market that they use hydrogen peroxide, even at home use, but again, lower concentrations compared to the ones in the office. Also, the in-office system, sometimes they use lights, sometimes they can be used without lights. So it's a different technique, but both techniques, both systems, the ones in the office and the ones at home, they do work very well.
What are the home options for bleaching, and how long does it take for a patient to see results?
So when we talk about extrinsic stains, the stains that we have from foods and drinks, usually we start seeing results after a few days of bleaching. Of course, it depends on what kind of bleaching agent are you going to use. If you're going to use at home a bleaching agent which is higher concentrations, you're going to see the results faster than using the one with a lower concentration. But we usually recommend to use lower concentrations when you bleach at home. First, because we want to prevent tooth sensitivity or gum irritations. And second, and very important as well, is the fact that when you're using lower concentrations, you usually have a more profound bleaching effect, which means that the results are gonna last longer than if you go and bleach and just use the bleaching agent just for a few days and try to do it fast.
Can you tell us about whitening toothpaste?
Sure. Whitening toothpaste, they're not really bleaching teeth. What they do remove just the superficial stains from the teeth. So if we really want to whiten teeth and really bleach teeth, then we have to do the tooth whitening, which is professionally monitored from a dentist, either in the office or at home, or a combination of both techniques.
Can you talk a little bit about the kinds of treatments for teeth whitening that are used in the dental office?
Sure. Usually, we have, as mentioned before, the in-office systems, which they are placed. It's like the bleaching agent that is placed on the teeth that we want to bleach under very good isolation. So usually we use cheek retractors and we isolate the gum because these agents are they have very high concentration of hydrogen peroxide, and they usually have to stay on the teeth around 40, 45 minutes to an hour. So the whole treatment usually takes an hour and a half. And some of these bleaching systems, they recommend to be used with a light source.
Do patients only need one treatment, for this, or is it several treatments?
When this in-office tooth whitening treatment is combined with a take-home bleaching, we can just do it once in the office. But if the patient, for some reasons, cannot continue with take-home treatment, then one in-office treatment, most of the times, it's not enough. Of course, it depends what's the initial shade, the tooth color of our patients. Because if we have patients that they have really dark teeth, they're going to need more days, more time, more sessions of tooth whitening versus someone who has lighter teeth. Also, as mentioned earlier, for patients that their stains are due to systemic conditions, due to tetracycline, or medications. These teeth usually they need much more time and more applications to get whitened. The same also is for stains that are due to smoking or their age-related stains. Also, what we have seen from our research that we have done, but also from the literature, teeth that they're grayish, they need more time to get lightened versus teeth that they're more yellowish or brown.
What are some of the side effects of dental bleaching?
What we have seen for patients that they're bleaching their teeth is we have a percentage of these patients that they report tooth sensitivity. How we can prevent tooth sensitivity? Tooth sensitivity usually occurs because of high concentration of bleaching agent. So it's better we start with lower concentrations until we're sure that the patient has no sensitivity. But if we're planning to use in-office bleaching, or if we know that the patient has sensitive teeth, we recommend our patients to brush their teeth for 2 weeks prior to bleaching with a desensitizer toothpaste. Another side effect of bleaching could be gum irritation. So we have to make sure that the trays that we provide to our patients for the take-home bleaching have a very good fit and give instruction to our patients to avoid having any excess of the material, that's the gum. So this way, they don't experience any gum sensitivity. Also, during the in-office bleaching, we have a very good isolation of the soft tissues, as I mentioned before, so we can prevent any gum irritation.
Are there foods or drinks that should be avoided during and after treatment?
That's a great question, because most of the people, they think that, you know, we bleach your teeth, but at the same time, we can have our coffee, we can have our tea. So what we know is that during bleaching teeth, the teeth surface becomes porous. That means that they absorb stains. So during the days that you're going to be bleaching your teeth, you want to avoid any of these food and drinks that would stain a white shirt, that, as I mentioned before, that they would stain your teeth. So you want to avoid tea, coffee, red wine, soy sauce, blackberries, blueberries, anything that really has a dark, intense color. Also, it would be advisable to avoid anything acidic, like orange juice or sodas, because this can also create tooth sensitivity.
Another question that our listeners might have is, you know, if their children, especially teenagers, are looking to do some tooth whitening, can you tell us a little bit about that? And at what age do you think it would be okay for adolescents or children to bleach their teeth?
Thank you for your question. It's very, very important for our listeners to know. And I understand that your listeners, they are not only from the United States. So my recommendation is to check with their country's regulations. I practiced for many years in Europe. Now I'm practicing in the States. And I know that in Europe, it's not allowed to have tooth whitening done based on the European regulations for patients younger than 18 years old. Here in the States, in the dental institution, usually we say that we do not bleach teeth for patients younger than 18 years old. In private practices, some dentists may also use lower concentration of carbamide peroxide and may be able also to use for younger patients if there are specific reasons. So my recommendation is always check your country's regulations. Usually we say they need to be above 18, but only for specific cases and only if it's supervised by the dentist and by the parents. And if it's allowed from the country's regulations, we can go for tooth whitening for a little bit younger patients.
Any last recommendations for our listeners?
As a dentist, I should say, although my treatments are focused on aesthetic dentistry, the most important is our patients to have healthy teeth. Healthy teeth means that you have to really take care of your oral hygiene. Do not forget to visit your dentist every 6 months for your recall exams. And when you decide to go for tooth whitening, ask your dentist all your questions that you have and decide to have a treatment, a tooth whitening treatment that's going to be monitored by your dentist. It's much safer and it's much more effective than try to do it by yourself by getting over-the-counter products, which you don't know if the products have been tested for safety and efficacy.
Thank you, Dr. Papathanasiou, for sharing your expertise with us today. It was great having you.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. If you would like to recommend topics to discuss in this podcast, please visit the website www.dentalchatpodcast.com or email me at dentalchatpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer: the purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional dental care or intended for the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions.